This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Okay, Brett, thanks for letting me in. Thanks for getting the water.
Hey, man. Welcome back.
Yeah, sure. So, so sorry about the last couple times, but this is so real. So just go ahead and get Hayes up on the phone for
me. By real, you mean times you were...
She's really coming this time. She hasn't shown up, earlier this week, but she'll be here.
And then last week you were saying, like, all my favorite bands were coming in. And then this week it's like, you know, my favorite actresses. And
well, I just want to make sure. What are you implying here? Are you trying to say that what you think, and let me get this straight, because I consider you a friend.
Oh, really?
Are you? Sure. So awesome. Are you trying to say that you're accusing me of, when Hayes is out of town, what I do is I call you up and I say, oh, Brett, I've got this really exciting guest. We need to record an emergency episode at your house. And then I show up at your house. You let me in. I get into your studio and then you call Hayes for me. And I'm just somehow avoiding the long distance charges and the guest never shows up. And you just have to sit here while he and I have a phone call where we catch up on all of our dishy gossip and our friendship. I mean, is that what you're saying I'm doing? Because that would mean that then Mia Wasikowska isn't about to walk through that door. And she was The Kids Are All Right.
I'm not trying to accuse you of anything, but that is factually just like what has happened.
Oh, it has happened, sure.
Right.
But you think I'm doing that intentionally? And I'm just trying to make you foot the bill for the calls? That's crazy, Brett. You hear how crazy
that question has crossed my mind, and I kind of just wish I had recorded those last things.
Wow, that's
just so you could see
that. Well, no, there's no need to record it yet because Mia's not here, so please don't record.
Right? Yeah. So,
but she's on her way. She just texted me.
Yeah,
she's saying that. Mark Ruffalo was so great to work with. And that that Gabriel Byrne is a total professional. She was in season one of In Treatment. Uh-huh. And so, it seems like she's on her way here.
I can't wait.
And so in the meantime, let's just call Hayes.
You think she'll like the setup and I cleaned up and my drums and everything? I got to show her my guitars.
Right, yeah. No, she'll be able to see the guitars. I think she'll think it's badass, Brett. But let's just call Hayes, and then she sent me a traffic emoji.
Okay.
So then she's in traffic, and Hayes and I will just get into some stuff, and then when she gets here, we'll record.
And then, I'm putting this call on my card, right? But we'll take care of that later, or...
Oh, yeah, that'll get... Earwolf will take care of you for that, because it's an episode, so it's like a business write-off for them.
Okay. All right, I'm dialing up Hayes. Okay, here we go. Hayes, you there?
Accept. Okay. Accept.
Okay, I got it.
Yes,
I hear
Hayes.
Your
call.
Hayes.
Yes.
It's not Brett, it's Sean.
Wait, hold on, you guys.
Am I doing it?
I'm sorry. Just one technical thing before you guys start talking. Just one second. All right. Go ahead.
Wait, Brett. What are you doing? Brett, we hate this song. Why are you playing this song? You know we hate hearing this.
Oh,
I hate this song. So boring.
Oh, reminds me of my stupid show I have to do.
I have to let it play out.
Oh, I'm so bored hearing this song again.
Brett, don't play this. It's boring.
Once it starts, you can't stop it.
Is that true?
That actually does make sense.
How would I stop her singing.
Why would you play that at the beginning of just me and Hayes having a casual friendly phone call?
Well, he is, Sean, if he, she can't hear him, so for him to say stop.
Yeah.
For him to say stop the song, I wouldn't work.
Oh, Annalise can't hear him, yeah.
No, Annalise can't hear. She's on vacation.
That's so frustrating that everyone's on vacation but me.
Am I being seen on the computer?
Mm-hmm, yes. You look so dashing.
Okay. That's good. For a second, it did not seem like it was going to happen.
I'm definitely making sure you're being captured here.
That's good. I don't want to be captured. I just want to be seen temporarily.
But, speaking of captured...
Yeah.
Didn't the Jungle Book remind you of being at the zoo, but all the cages are gone?
Yes, it was like all the cages had been thrown open, and also some cages for plants had been opened as well, so the plants could grow freely, and trees, and also a waterfall cage.
And finally do their own thing.
Set free.
Yeah.
Yes. And I was there too, and my cage was open as well, and I got to be one of the animals for once.
Oh, yes, and I got to feel my true animal self.
Yes. Yes, I loved the magic, and I loved most of the animals, and I loved the main boy.
What a triumph for Jon Favreau. Good on you, Jon.
Yes.
And
did you also hear, that Brett was in the Jungle Book, and he was playing one of the apes, and he had to shave for the part.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. You had to shave.
He's naturally more hairy than an ape.
I showed you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I heard you, Hayes.
Hayes, did you actually hear also that Brett was also in the movie in a dual role, and that he played one of the bears, and he has a shave. And he has a shave to be one of the bears in the movie. It's so much more hair than he needs.
But that's just the same joke.
Oh, no.
Brett, so stupid.
So stupid.
The first one was an ape.
It was an ape first, Brett.
I took off my shirt that one
bear's
time.
Bear's a mammal.
And I told you guys not to talk about it. It's fine. It's fine. She hasn't come in yet, so we're not.
Loved you in the Jungle Book.
Recording this, so.
Who hasn't come in?
Mia. Remember, Hayes? Remember that we're recording with Mia today, and that's why we have to.
Yes, Mia Hayes. Mia Hayes coming in.
Hayes, you didn't know that?
No, Mia.
No, I did know.
Mia Hamm is next week.
I practiced a kick just before we got here.
No, Mia Hamm is next week, and this one's Mia Wasikowski.
Oh, yes, the one of the Wasikowski's
brothers,
sisters, who created the Matrix. That was Morpheus who actually did it. But they created the movie, The Matrix.
Yes, they made the movie, and then when Morpheus got in, he made the actual codes.
Yes.
And it's not really a movie because we're probably in a Matrix right now.
Well.
Too fucking close-minded.
Well, yeah, we have heard you talk about that. I don't think we could be in the Matrix because then why hasn't anybody asked me if I won the pill?
If it's not a movie, Brett, if you say it's not really a movie, then what is it?
Yeah, how am I watching it? Maybe
it's a documentary, really.
I guess people have asked me.
That's a kind of movie, Brett, you ape.
Hayes,
I thought I was an ape because of my hair.
Hayes, remember, I guess people have asked me if I wanted a pill because I took a pill in Ibiza.
Yes. Yes. I do know about that.
Yeah.
Ibiza.
I took a pill in Ibiza because I wanted somebody to think I was cool, Diplo or something.
Well, if Mia isn't here, maybe we should just have a phone call, just a normal phone call.
Well, just until she gets here. And oh, no, she just sent a fire emoji. So I think the traffic's on fire now. So she's going to be delayed a little bit, and we'll just do a, you know, our normal catch up.
Okay.
Yeah, your normal catch up here every day that Hayes is gone.
It has been happening a lot since Hayes has been out of town that we have had to come here to record, and the guests have stood us up, which is so frustrating, even more so for me and Hayes.
Yes, Brett, I'm so sorry about all your favorite bands that they weren't able. They all got sick.
That was so crazy that the Beatles got sick.
I still don't. Are they coming back?
I think they are, but they just need an IV or something with fluids. Yeah.
They said they definitely are coming back, Britt. I think they're actually coming back tomorrow or maybe later tonight.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, actually, they might be coming back at like 6 or 6:10 tonight.
Can I ask, or did my reverse charges work? Who is paying for my part of this call? Because I tried to get it to set up so that the caller is being charged. Is that working?
Yeah, it has worked. It just goes directly to my personal email. I get these invoices.
Okay. But yes, that's great.
Who do I
that's
send
fine.
That?
Perfect. That's how we set it up.
Yes, you send those off to whoever, to Adam Sachs and stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's just kind of weird how every normal recording schedule we have at Earwolf always goes totally fine and the guests always show up.
Oh.
And then we schedule the Beatles here.
Brett, what do you say?
I thought you'd want them to come to your house and see your guitars.
That seems like it would be more exciting for them to see your guitars and your drums. Your black drums.
Hell yeah, that's exciting. I just wish they were here. I wish Mia was here. Sounds like she's in traffic, though, so.
Yeah, right. And the traffic. ETA? Oh, no, ETA, and it's a ghost emoji, so somebody died in that traffic fire. So,
So, very nice, Brett. Really nice for you to say, oh, I wish I could.
Way to go, Brett.
You know, like, hug this girl I'm attracted to. Well, somebody died because of you wanting that, so.
She's got to see your 5.5 guitars. At any rate, as long as she's not here yet, Hayes, I guess we can just talk.
I guess we can just have a little catch-up.
Not have catch to be up the discussion. Show.
Or before, Brett, can you put the mouse so I'm... is there a way to do it so I'm eating it? if I go like this...
he's got his mouth open and move it.
Yeah. Actually, instead of a mouse, I'm just going to use a mic. Right up to the computer, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Okay, so, that looks so funny.
La la la, singing the song. Hold it. Good.
Yeah, and just make
or,
sure.
Or,
that
or make it. Do the spinny wheel.
You don't make
so many colors. Make it look like a lollipop, and I'll lick the lollipop.
Pinwheel.
Like a little baby.
Right.
Oh, no. What a little stinker. Oh, that's so funny. So let's talk about just how stupid our fans are and how much we hate
them. Yes. Yeah, oh, my God.
Finally, you know.
Thank you. Being so stupid every day.
I know. It's so frustrating.
Can you step up to the mic just a little bit, Sean?
Why?
I just want to make sure Hayes hears you. I have it kind of set up.
I can hear him fine.
Okay, but if he...
The mic actually shouldn't be... You wait until...
Yeah, the mic is for
wait
me
until
gets
Maya
here. This is just
gets
a phone
here,
call.
Like, we can, you know...
But once the mic's on, you can't stop it, and...
I just want the room because Annalise is on vacation. Okay. Okay. Well, then, all right, I'll be near the mic. But anyway, what is it with fans of ours that all of them have, like, no brains?
Yes. Oh, God, thank you so much for saying that. The show, the live show, when we did the live show last week.
Oh.
When they're all just, like, we're on stage, and they're all, like, they're clapping. And I saw, did you see the one guy who was like, yay!
Oh, no, I saw a girl doing that.
Oh, my
a girl
God.
If a guy does that, like, okay, I don't love it, but okay. But girls shouldn't be allowed to do that.
And say yay.
Like, yay.
I wanted to start crying on stage because it was so sad.
I wanted to throw up and go to the bathroom on myself. I was so pissed.
I know. It made me really pissed off, too. And then after the show, people were, like, waiting around.
Oh, I know. It's like, guys, the show's over.
Well, because I actually think they thought that they were supposed to be there forever. I honestly think that they thought that they were going to stay there for their whole lives.
I had to tell them they could leave.
Yes.
I had to tell them they could leave.
And they were like, oh, yeah, like, I know. Yeah, I'm supposed to go home now. But it's like, no, they actually obviously didn't know.
I hate having fans. Do you remember they want to try to take a picture?
Yes.
And
yes,
they want to be in it, Hayes.
Yes, they wanted to be in it. And sometimes they wanted to be like they were. It was like they hadn't planned how they were going to do it at all. And none of them really wanted to do any funny things in the picture.
Because
every time it was like, oh, we're just going to stand here.
What are they going to do with those pictures? Try to pretend it's their Snapchat?
Try to pretend that they're that their Snapchat?
It's their Snapchat.
Can they do that?
I mean, legally, I don't think they should. But I'm not going to go look. I don't know who they are.
They can just pretend that any pictures are their Snapchat? Is that possible?
I think they could certainly try. Brett?
Do you mean just taking a picture with your phone?
Yes. Pretend that that's your Snapchat?
You can make that Snapchat.
You pretend it's your Snapchat if you took the picture on the phone.
Right.
And it's of me and you're in it.
Yeah.
And you can pretend that's your Snapchat.
It's like Snapchat face.
Does it go to my Snapchat?
Oh, does it show up in my Snapchat?
Well, you take a picture of me, you can pretend it's your Snapchat.
Don't be gross.
Yeah, don't even suggest something like that.
If you do that, then can you see it in your Snapchat? Or it's just for pretend?
I think it's just all in your mind, man.
Can I move this mic? It's right in my face.
Yeah, just make sure.
It seems like there would be no reason for the mic. Even if the mics have to stay on, it doesn't seem like the mic would have to be that close.
You'd almost want to keep them away because they're for recording.
They're for recording.
That's true, but they need to warm up for the recording, and Mia's coming here as you promised.
That makes sense. Yeah,
they need to, it's warming up.
Yeah, got to warm up.
And I'm warming mine up too. This is a check. This is a mic check.
So
here's what I worry about with the pictures.
Uh oh,
Snapchat thing. Of course, is now I'm very scared.
That's terrible.
I worry they're going to take the pictures and put them up on their phones. And then look at them and then lie face down to the mattress and kind of like wriggle around.
Oh, you know, no. I mean? Can they do that?
Rub themselves on the mattress. Yes.
Can they do that, Brett?
If you set your phone up right, if you sort of prop up your phone, mm-hmm. you can do that. And if you put your kind of chin up on the mattress, you can look at your phone at the same time as your body is lying down.
So the phone's in front of them and they're looking at it. They're not lying on top of the phone.
No.
And using the phone, the picture on the phone to create some sort of friction.
Oh, no.
If they have two phones, they could do both. Or if they even made friends with each other, which now a lot of them seem of to.
Now some of those pictures really make sense because in all of them, we're like standing. We're standing up. And so if they were laying the phone down, it's like they can be lying on top
We'd
of us.
We'd be sticking up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're standing up straight. And remember, we asked to lie down. We wanted to. And they wanted us sticking up straight so we could go as high up in there. That's insane.
Yes. Oh, I wish I had just lied down.
I know. I should have stuck to my guns and just laid down and go to sleep for all the photos.
Did you have...
So you really hate those fans, huh?
Well, they're so frustrating.
Yes, we hate the fans.
They're such idiots. Why are you... Brett, you know that. We talk about it every day.
It's
the only thing worse than the fans is Scott Anchorman and Adam Sachs.
Oh, yeah. Talk about that. You guys should totally talk about that.
Oh, block, 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 block. Oh, I've got a new Scott Anchorman impression.
Okay.
Hey, it's me.
You scared me.
It sounds like him, right?
Yes.
He's doing that all the time. It's like,
yes.
What a,
yes, yes, yes.
Ugh. So gross.
And what about, have you ever really smelled Adam's hair?
Oh, yeah. No, I had to, because I had to borrow his bonnet once.
You had what?
I had to borrow his bonnet once.
Oh, so on the sunny day.
Yeah, it was too sunny, and I knew he was staying inside, and I had to go out and move my car.
And did you smell it?
Well, I had to. It's on my head.
Look, you know me. I'll smell anything. This is one of the most salty things I have ever smelled, is this guy's hair.
I couldn't wash the salt smell off my head. I wore the bonnet for maybe 3 minutes. It took me to wash the salt smell out almost a year.
You have to bathe in tomato juice.
Oh,
that's the trick.
Believe me, I did. I put it in oatmeal. I put it in tomato juice. I put it in salt water. That was a mistake. But you know, it's just like fight fire with fire or whatever. Oh, speaking of fire, Mia just texted. She's giving a funeral for the ghost. So she's got to do a eulogy.
So that's going to hold it.
What a sweetie. She's just what we thought.
That is so Mia. Nice. That's why I love her.
Yeah.
She was my favorite part of the Moulin Rouge burlesque.
But maybe she can stay. Yeah, I mean, maybe she can come here. You know, you guys can stick around. She comes after the funeral.
Oh, she's going to be here. Yeah, I'm just telling you it's going to be a little while longer. So I guess me and Hayes just have to dish more.
Right.
Back to the fans. If you could get rid of any one of them off the face of the planet.
Who would it be?
How many would you do? All of them, huh?
If I could do any one of them.
Yeah, how many?
How many would I do?
Probably all.
Gosh. I'm just trying to think of each one. I would definitely do destroy him.
I'm picturing one and she's gone.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, and the little one.
Yes. I'm launching them all into the sky with a trebuchet.
Oh, cool.
I remember
but
that.
But painlessly.
I remember when you came up with that word.
Print.
Remember that episode?
Trebuchet? Yeah.
Brent, this is not...
You didn't have to go...
this is not an episode. This is not obviously being recorded, but some of the same rules apply as when we're doing the show, which is you not asking us if we remember stuff that we've done before. Because if we let you do that, that would be the whole... That's my whole day, is you being like, remember?
Yeah. From before?
Yeah.
Do you remember that? I'm the bear from Jungle Book.
Yes!
Not what I said.
Boom, 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 boom. Had to shave first.
What's everyone doing for Memorial Day?
Me for Memorial Day?
Yeah.
Probably just being mean to some troops.
Yeah, okay.
You always talk about the troops, I notice.
Well,
how much they friggin' suck.
Yeah, it's this whole country. I'm not proud to be from it.
Yes, it's honestly this whole country. And the troops are honestly the worst ones. I hate the fighting that they do. I hate how strong they are.
They're thugs. They're thugs.
Yes. Yes, they're thugs, but they're also wimps.
They're wimpy thugs.
Yes, and the way they do the fighting is bad. I don't hate the fact that they're fighting. I just hate how bad at it they are.
Mm-hmm, and it's stupid and it's weak.
Yes.
And it's pussies and they're cowards.
Yes.
And the only thing brave is what I do. Be honest. Now...
I watched Jarhead the other day and I laughed. I thought it was a comedy.
Oh, yeah. I watched Generation Kill.
Yeah, and what did you think? Did you think it was
I didn't get it. Yeah, I thought it was a comedy, but I didn't think I was getting it.
It was like sort of an alt comedy.
Well, yeah, I thought it was a bad comedy. I was like, they're going for jokes, but they're not executing.
Yeah.
So, in terms of dives, like doing like a half gainer.
Uh-huh.
Are you guys any good at that?
Yeah, I've been good at that before. Is that the one you go upside down and you kind of like you bite your knee.
Hayes, no idea.
What?
Hayes, no idea.
Oh.
I have no idea.
I thought you wanted to talk about dives.
I did too. I thought so too.
I did too.
Yeah.
It really seemed like you did want to talk about dives.
But what are you doing for Memorial Day? Chopping up the American flag?
I'm going to a war graveyard and
dig it all up.
Yes, I'm digging it up to show that there's nothing actually in there.
Yeah.
It's fake, everyone.
I might stop by and dig it up. And then if there is any bones, I make them look like they are having sex.
Wow. I can't believe I'm getting this.
What do you mean?
I can't believe
just that you get to be here for this cool conversation.
You don't get any of this.
Yeah, you don't get what we're saying.
Act like you get it.
Come on, Brett.
Do I look like I'm Austin Powers' boss in here? Where he goes, hello, Austin. Hello, Austin.
Oh, man, your impressions are so good.
Do I look like Austin Powers' boss? The little screen inside that ridiculous car of his.
Hayes, I noticed when we're not actually recording an episode, you seem to shout.
Who throws a shoe?
So much more.
Who throws a shoe, honestly?
This is my normal voice. I do that. I do the big affectation for the show where I'm like, oh, it's showtime.
Yeah.
I actually want to talk about my show voice a little bit because I want to do a thing. You know how Joseph Gordon-Levitt does like a little like vocal fry where he's just like, hey, you know, just like a little,
hey, let's, I'm here for hit record, Joe. Let's be creative.
Are we recording? You know, recording. Like I want to just experiment with a little fry.
Recording.
Some of the different things.
When Mia gets here?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
What about upspeak?
Yes.
You do fry with the upspeak?
Upspeak goes up?
Yeah, it goes up at the end.
Yes.
Hey,
it's like
recording?
When you're talking.
Are we recording? Hey.
That's good.
All the sort of
creative.
Like millennial intellectual podcasts speak like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's nice. I like that.
You guys could never be that.
What?
What?
You guys would never be an intellectual show. I was just trying to make like a Jungle Book joke against you guys.
That doesn't have anything
Brent,
to do with the Jungle
Book. That has nothing to do with the Jungle Book.
What element of the Jungle Book is in that joke?
Brett, it has to be about animals.
Yeah, it has to be an animal.
I just mean the
ideally
way,
one with hair.
I just mean the way you razzed me with the Jungle Book. I thought maybe I could like give it to you guys. I thought like you've been in my house so many times now. But thought we were kind of like friends.
Dude, I don't remember razzing you about the Jungle Book. All I said was what I really heard, which was that they hired you to play one of the Panthers, and you had a friggin' shape for so hairy to start with.
There is only one panther in the in the movie, so
Shere Khan.
No, but okay.
Yeah, it's Shere Khan.
Can I say one thing? Since we're not recording, can I just say one thing for just like the show in general? This is sort of something I've been thinking about.
Yeah,
I would love it, Sean, if you would go to the bathroom before the show.
Mm-hmm.
Because we seem to have gotten into a little bit of a rut with you. As soon as we start, you start to like do that little dance. You know, you like hold your legs together.
Yeah, and
I'm using that energy.
You pinch
and
yourself.
I know. But then what always happens is you make me make you
go to the bathroom.
Go to the bathroom. And then we have to start over. And it does always get to the point where you do go. So I'm hoping we would just save the time the next time we do this and you just go.
Well, going to the bathroom really hurts. We all can agree on that.
Absolutely.
It doesn't hurt.
It hurts like
the bathroom
a mother.
Does hurt. Brett, I honestly think that you should maybe speak to a doctor because the bathroom is really supposed to hurt.
You should check with something medical, because we all know that going to the bathroom really hurts. So that's why I hold it in. That's why a couple times I have had to pee myself on the show, and I have ruined mics, and I have ruined my 5-4 clothing before.
Yes, because a lot of the time in the bathroom, it comes out as like little rocks.
Those are called kidney stones.
No, Brett. It's just a little rock.
It comes out as goop.
Brett, why are you taking pictures?
Yeah, Brett, why'd you just take a picture like that? It doesn't always come out as rocks for me, but it comes out as a goop, and then it'll come out as like sticks.
Yes. Yes. No, I know exactly what you're talking about. That happens to me after I eat anything.
Oh, and by the way, God forbid you get the goop on you.
Yes.
It burns right through.
Yes. I have to stand on a little chair, like a little sort of steppy, and I step up. So if it gets down, if it falls down, it doesn't splash everywhere. Get on me.
The only thing that's nice,
even more,
is it is kind of a relief to go to the bathroom, because that pain,
yes,
is more comforting than the excruciating feeling of sex with a human woman.
Yes. For me to experience any pain is a reminder that at least that is not happening to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
At least you're not having sex.
Yes.
With a human woman.
Yeah. Oh. Yes.
Okay. So I heard you guys talk about this. I'm so glad you started talking about this again.
It comes up a lot.
Can I just take a picture while you're saying that?
I guess.
I don't know what. Yeah.
I'm worried what you're going to do with it.
You're going to pretend that's your Snapchat now? You hey, better.
Brett, hold on. Brett, let me lay
your phone. Brett, show me your phone. Did that just go into your Snapchat? No, show me the other
better
side.
Not show up in mine.
Snapchat on it, Brett.
That
I don't
better
want
not
Apple.
Show up in mine.
You would have no idea if this is my Snapchat.
Yeah, right.
If I showed you that.
Brett, I think I would know if it was your Snapchat. Let me guess. It's got pictures of guitars, little like beard brushes, like stuff that you like see outside that you think is an animal, but it's not.
The beard brush is just a fork.
A treble clef.
Yeah, a picture of a treble clef.
Well, I'm going to lay down the phone right here and roll around on it. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, okay, so it's destroyed now, right? It's over now?
Yeah, the Snapchat's over now.
This is good water.
Yeah, how come... Actually, Sean, I wanted to ask you this. How come you make me pour water? I offered you water, and you made me pour it out and then pour it into the
neighbor's two cup?
Yeah.
Well, that's the only cup I drink out of.
It's a hot pink neighbor's two cup.
Well,
do you remember when everyone thought that you were actually drinking out of that Deadpool cup?
Oh, God, our fans are so stupid. We trick them and make them think we're in a Deadpool, when actually my favorite movie, Neighbors 2, is the only cup I'll accept.
They're suckers.
Dude, so you've seen it, right? Remember when Teddy switches sides?
Oh, yeah, that was so mean.
But Seth Rogen and his Australian wife are like, yes.
Well, right. No, mean to the bad guys. It's mean to the bad guys, which is good.
Well, but they're not exactly bad guys.
Oh, right. Yeah. They're nobody's bad in the movie.
No, everyone has their reasons.
Yeah. Sean, can I remind you, while you are at Brett's, that is all your water for the day. You know, that's all the water that you have access to.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to bring some home with you.
Well, it'll be stashed inside the glass. So,
wait, what? Take my water?
Brett, it's not.
Brett, I'm
already paying your phone bill.
Honestly, can I just be honest with you, Brett? If we're just kind of looking at you, I think you've been having a little too much water. And I actually think Sean is being very nice, taking a little, some of the water away from you, because I don't think you need any more water right now.
Yeah, Brett, I heard in the Jungle Book they wanted you to play one of the fish, and you had to have less water around you to do it.
No, that doesn't...
that to dry you off. Dry you off to play the freaking
That is a Jungle Book joke, Brett.
Dude.
I don't remember a fish character from the Jungle Book.
Come on, man. Don't be a fucking baby.
That was what was in the one thing is in the waterfall.
To be a fucking baby, dude. The
I'm just waterfall. Saying. It's a good Jungle Book joke. I'm just saying.
Hell yeah.
It feels like
Hell
I'm basically.
Yeah.
Howl yeah, dude.
Okay. Howl yeah.
Howl yeah? Is that a howl at?
Oh, let's talk about howl.
Yes, please. It's great.
It's so funny. The content is exclusive. You can only get it there.
Yes,
I mean, that's like, I'm in on this secret club, you know?
Yes, I love hiding our stuff from the fans, and they're all looking for it. Look, where to go?
Oh, yeah. No, that's one thing
just
I
being
really
so
enjoy.
Stupid.
Is like, well, because I don't want to laugh at stuff that other people have heard, and then I have to talk to them about it. I want to laugh at something only I heard.
Yes. Yeah, and I want to pay for that privilege as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's you know it's good when you're paying for it.
Yes.
Then you're actually like, well, now there's some quality insured. You get something free, you don't know what you're getting.
I just want to make sure I'm not still licking the lollipop, am I?
No, I don't you're want not licking the lollipop.
Okay, I don't want the spinny wheel to have been there. So I don't want it to be like I've been licking the lollipop this whole time.
You don't want to get tummy ache.
Yeah, I mean... Do you know what that spinning wheel means on a computer? I don't think it means what you think it
goes
means.
Goes up, must come down.
Yes.
Spinning wheel.
Yes.
Brett's a freaking clown.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a Krusty the Clown reference.
He kind of looks like Homer, but
I don't know.
If you notice the face.
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen The Simpsons?
I haven't seen it, no. Oh, Mia.
I've seen some of The Simpsons.
Mia's calling. Did you watch it?
Yeah. Hey. Well, I've just seen some of the different guys.
Hi, Mia. Uh-huh. Oh, right. Okay, she's got to perform an autopsy
Mobert.
On the
Is
ghost.
That a Mobert? Is one of the name Mobert?
How long is the autopsy going to be? Oh, only like 10 more minutes? Okay, great. So she's got 10 more minutes. She got to do an autopsy on the ghost.
10 more. Okay.
Mobert is one of them. Yeah.
Yes, I definitely saw. I saw Mobert.
Mobert, Dongbert, and... and Cartman, I think, is The Simpsons.
Yes, I remember him. The baby.
Yep. Yeah, the baby.
The evil baby.
Yeah, he's trying to kill his mom. So, yeah, Mobert, Dongbert, and Cartman. I seen it, but I just don't know it. So, Mia, actually, that was her. She's doing the autopsy. She's going to be here soon, but she wanted us to... just keep going without her.
Oh, okay.
Keep going.
Just on our call. She wanted me and Hayes to make sure
she,
we caught up.
Did she ask for you and I to catch up?
Yeah, she was saying that she just wanted us to just sort of have our friendship explored, you know? By the time she gets here.
That's nice.
Okay.
Why don't you ask us some questions for us, Brett?
Yeah, Brett.
Instead of us just like talking to each other,
driving the whole bus all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. Question. Let's see. What do you think of all the other engineers? I'm the best, right?
All the other engineers. Let me think.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember the different ones.
Cody's intimidating just because he's so smart.
Yes. Well, look, and Sam has the tattoos.
Yeah.
And so
I feel safest around you.
Yes, I do too. And my whole thing is like,
seems good.
I like my instinct is to dominate them and to humiliate them because I am actually very afraid of them.
Yeah, that's right. No, I'm so scared all the time. And I just know that at any time, if they wanted to, they could completely take over and make me be their Snapchat or anything they want. And I,
you're saying you're respond, not intimidated.
I sort of
by
like
me.
Cut him off at the pass.
I honestly see Ryan. Shit, I see man. Ryan, engineer Ryan, sometimes looking at me and thinking about having me pretend to be on his Snapchat.
It's true, and I don't.
You can't tell.
I know that
think.
He doesn't
and
know how
his
easy
bicep
it is.
Once he did do that to me, kissed his bicep kissed and looked at me. He did.
Yeah, he looked right at me, and so I know
he was
that
just
he
sneezing.
Doesn't know how easy it is. But Brett, you couldn't do anything. To
he was
us.
Just sneezing into
no,
his
that's
arm.
That's how he kisses.
That's how
no.
you're supposed to sneeze. Not
no,
your
that's
hands.
How that is how Ryan kisses.
No, that's
Brett.
How he kisses. It's a violent kiss. Mwah.
Yeah.
So
and it was sort of like making me scared that he might do that to me, unless I made fun of him.
But so I feel safest around you because you couldn't do shit. You're not smart enough to trick us. You're not strong enough to beat us up.
No.
You don't appear to have a Snapchat.
Well, he just rolled around on it, and so it was
it's broken. So there's really nothing you could do.
Okay. Wow.
Like Cody or Sam are smart enough that
I'll
they could pull off a
out.
Trick or like trap us. You'll cut.
I'll
what?
Cut that part out.
Out of your memory.
Yeah, I just mean, yeah, sorry. I just mean out of my memory.
You can do that?
How's your dad's basement going, Sean?
I hate it. It's actually yeah. not a badass condo at all. It's kind of sad a place to live.
There's like
the rent I pay is insane, and I just don't... Well, what? Here's the thing. My yeah. TV that I have down there is broken.
So you, yeah.
So I've been having to like have somebody come fix it every day.
That's just the microwave.
I can't afford a new one. No, it's a TV.
Can you open it?
Yeah, but why would I want to do that?
Well,
there's almost nothing in there except like stains.
Yeah, and you say you say you don't own a TV because you're embarrassed of the one that you have.
I have to get it fixed every day.
Right.
It's astronomical, the price.
Yeah. And it, when you put the characters inside, they get either extremely hot.
Yeah.
Or...
They fall apart.
Or, yes, become liquid.
Well, it's always an action movie, you know, like it's yes. always it's always a movie where the characters all die either by melting or exploding. So, you know, because I'll go down to the toy store and I'll get a
like, yeah, the characters,
I'll get a bunch
yeah.
of characters. Maybe it's like Smarty Smurf with a tennis racket or something.
Put it in the
I'll
TV.
Put him in there.
Yeah,
he's talking to All-Star, the leader of the Snorks. And All-Star's got, like, a freaking badminton racket.
Uh-huh.
And the two of them, I think they're going to play, but instead they just sort of slowly rotate and melt. Which, by the way, that show sucks.
I don't know why everyone is so obsessed with that show.
I hate that the AV Club sucks its dick.
I think it's because they advertise on it.
Yeah, it's gotta be. Everybody's for sale. They're all in bed with each other. Well, Mia just canceled. Sorry.
Brett, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Again?
Yeah, well, the autopsy turned up some suspicious activity, and so she's gotta go investigate the crime and actually catch the killer of this ghost. Turns out they were already dead when the car caught fire.
Did she say that she was gonna come back tonight?
Yeah, with the Beatles?
She said, oh, yes, she's going to solve the crime, and then she and the Beatles are going to get in the car. And then maybe around 6:10, she could come back, and maybe we could move this whole Skype operation in front of the TV. And then, Hayes, you and I can record the episode, but also maybe we could watch our show.
It's just like, that's also when the Warriors game was on, and I had it recorded, and so I should cancel that.
We can put the Warriors game on. Yeah. Well, I have is the basketball.
Is that what time it's on?
Are you talking about the swirling, melting?
With the basketball fitted there, Sean?
Not a huge one.
Okay.
Well, like the WNBA uses, little.
How big does it need to be, Brett?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm guessing.
Well, it's got to be small enough that Kit from Tailspin can hold it.
Yay big.
Oh, okay. Well, let's just jam it in there and then
that's
we'll...
That's not basketball. That's not Warriors basketball.
Hmm?
That's not what a basketball game is.
Oh, what Warriors do you mean? The Battletoads or something?
No, and I don't mean the skateboarders.
Skateboarders.
What's he talking about?
What is he talking about? Well, anyway, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to record an episode today. No, I'm not into
movies. You guys aren't actually into movies?
I hate movies.
No, we hate movies, Brett. Who do you think you're talking to?
I hate movies. I hate showbiz.
In Hollywood?
Look, I do this for one reason and one reason only.
Pussy.
Yes.
I'm addicted to the stuff. And everything
the
else.
The smell, the taste, the feel.
The smell. You always talk about smells.
I'll smell anything, Brett. You know that about me.
Yeah. And I know we were talking about how it feels terrible before, but I don't know why. It's like when you have a canker sore and you just keep sort of poking at it.
Yes.
Well, that's what that is. So, anyway, yeah, that's why I pretend to like movies or like have to hang out with Adam Sachs or even like any of this shit. But okay. So we'll talk again at 6.
Yeah, Brett. And so you can be there. So we'll set all this up again.
Can you stay here from like, don't leave. Cause I might want to come by early and just like do some of my exercises.
Okay. You're going to use the backyard again.
Mm-hmm.
For your exercises. And then you're going to collect the sprinkler water.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the whole yard is dead now. Because you've been taking all the water.
Well, I think that probably what happened is I killed a lot of it with my punches.
Yes, first of all.
Because my exercises, as you know, is sort of a walking punch push-up around your grass.
Which he did because we are in a drought, Brett, and you're not supposed to have all that grass.
The grass
so,
is
yes,
stealing water.
Sean had to punch it until it was dead.
Yeah, so your welcome environment. The way I remember it, they wanted your lawn to play one of the landscapes in a Jungle Book.
I was just going to make a Jungle Book joke.
No, you can't. Because it can be about animals, but it could also be about plants, we know.
Remember?
I was going to say snake in the grass.
Oh, I wouldn't have liked that. So, Hayes, we'll talk later, huh?
Yes, okay. Okay, okay, bye.
All right, good seeing you guys. Bye.
And Brett, you didn't record that, right?
Oh, no, that Pro Tools...
Yeah,
just
I saw
frozen.
On the screen it looked like recording, but it's
just
that's your screensaver.
That's just my screensaver, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's saying recording with the timer on it.
Yeah, just because some of the stuff about me peeing on myself and how it's goop and sticks and some of the stuff about Adam Sachs' hair smell bad.
And sexy and hurts. Like, sex hurts.
The impressionist Scott Aukerman, yeah, that sex hurts and that I'm essentially just scared of it and that we hate our fans.
Hate
like if
fans.
Anybody recorded that, that would be
fan.
Bad. It'd just be bad for that to get out there.
Right. Yeah. And Adam's bonnet, the fact that he even wears a bonnet, he doesn't want people
He wouldn't want people to know that. And
right.
So, anyway.
All right. Anyway. All 6 right, p.m.
So I'll see you at 6.
Okay. All right. See you.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook is brought to you by Wolf Cool Productions, a subsidiary of Calvin and Hobbes. Ow, baby.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.